Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu, and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. I'm so freaking happy you are here. If you haven't already, be sure to hit the subscribe button so that you get notifications when I upload new episodes every week, twice a week, Tuesdays and Fridays. We all about that consistency on this podcast. And if you're a long-time listener, welcome back. I'm so beyond grateful that you choose to spend this time with me. On this podcast, I break down the process of manifestation, the concrete, action, and tangible steps so that you're able to really A, understand why you haven't yet manifested your desire, but B, know exactly what you need to shift in order to start drawing in your desires. Especially as humans, we are so wired for closure and just understanding why. And I think that's the most beautiful part about this process is realizing that you are your biggest block, but you're also the person who's going to change your life. You are the solution. You are the problem. And you're everything in between. And it's just for deciding who you choose to be. And before we dive into today's episode, which I'm really looking forward to, is I actually just did a live on Instagram on this very topic. And I finished it off and I was like, wow, A, that was a really powerful live. But B, I want to bring it to the podcast and just go a little deeper into it. That's the beauty of this space. We got to go deeper, have more DMCs, deep meaningful conversations, than I'm able to on other platforms. But before we dive into it, I want to remind you that my upcoming workshop, the Freedom From Fear workshop, is now open to reserve your spot. The actual workshop is running on March 21st. And in this 90-minute workshop, we are diving into the three subconscious fears that have been keeping you stuck and how to get past them once and for all so that you can finally see your desires effortlessly unfold. When it comes to manifestation, 90% of your life is governed by your subconsciousness. No matter how badly you want your desire, if there's any blocks within your subconscious, those blocks are the very thing that's going to keep you stuck, which is why I was even motivated to host this workshop. And if you're not able to attend the workshop on the day, don't you worry, replays will be available that you can watch over and over again. It's going to be so freaking juicy. I've been making notes about what I want to cover in the workshop, and literally, it's going to blow your mind. And so for more details, you can head to the link in the show notes. If you have any questions at all, my DMs are always open on Instagram. My handle is at kushpu.kway. Or if you just want to come and say hey on Instagram. Like I said, my DMs are always open. And with that being said, let's dive into... before we dive into today's episode, I want to actually share two productivity hacks that have been really helping me today. It's a Monday and I started the day feeling really calm. Then I got busy in the gym, came back, and then my day just kind of went all over the place. Got a bit frazzled, but then composed myself and now we're here. All as well. And two productivity hacks that have really helped me in today alone, which I'm definitely going to be incorporating over the next week to see what unfolds, is number one, having blocks during the day where you turn off your WhatsApp notifications. We don't realize how much we get interrupted by silly pings, whether it's in the form of a question or a group notification, whatever it is. And even like 45-minute blocks of just turning them off, at least for me, I'm able to get so much more done. And secondly, putting on some like background music that is specifically around improving your focus and productivity levels. You can just search on YouTube. They have so many different ones, but it's just so calming. But I don't know what it's doing my brainwaves, but I just feel so focused as well. So yeah, give it a shot. Like normally I listen to, if I don't really need to focus and whatnot, I can listen to like R&B, hip hop, which is my preferred choice of music. But there's something about these frequencies, they're really getting me in a good mental state. So yeah, check it out. But that being said, let's now dive into today's episode. And so Couple of weeks ago, I'd gone for dinner in Dubai to try at a new restaurant, and it was a great meal, a great conversation. But I'm not gonna lie, the prices were exorbitant. And you come back and you're just like, what did we actually eat that got the bill so expensive? And it wasn't like the menu was particularly innovative. It had everything that most restaurants in Dubai have, whether it was tuna tartare, burrata, truffle pasta, and whatnot. And it got me thinking how so often we have ideas. And because of the fear that it's already done, or I have nothing special to offer, or why would someone choose me, or why would someone buy this from me, we hold ourselves back from taking action. We disqualify ourselves instantly. We dismiss our needs. And as a result, we stop ourselves from going after the very thing that we desire. This chef who opened this restaurant, he could have so easily held himself back from doing so because of the fear of it's already done, fear of rejection, fear of criticism, fear of failure. But you know what? Not only did he open it, but it was packed. And guess what? He is going to be walking away with so much more money, but also so much more fulfillment from doing what he loves, from sharing his art, his food with the world, and being able to get paid for doing so. And that's why I want you to really firstly ask yourself, where am I not taking action because of fear? What is the story I'm telling myself? And is it in alignment with the outcome I want to create? So often I see people wondering why they're not getting what they want and wondering why the actions they're taking is not yielding the outcomes they desire. And I get it. I really empathize with you if that's your story, because for so long I was taking action, at least what I thought I needed to do, but very little of my life was shifting. And I just couldn't fathom what more I need to do. But the more I started really understanding the power of the subconscious mind and how 90% of our lives is governed by our subconscious mind, because whatever subconscious beliefs we're holding, whatever subconscious narratives we are holding on to, they're shaping our decisions, our choices, our actions, and therefore our results. And so often, those people who are wondering why they're not getting what they want, they're also spending so much of their time and energy arguing for all the reasons why they aren't going to get what they want, why it's not possible, or why they're the exception. They're arguing for their limitations, but also, more importantly, they're avoiding taking action because of some underlying fear. And here's the thing, we're going to go back to the fundamentals right now, is every time you allow fear and self-doubt to limit you, you also limit the quality of life available to you. I'll say it again. Every time you allow fear and self-doubt to limit you, to hold you back from taking action, you also limit the quality of life available to you because of the fundamental truth of how reality is created, that life is nothing more than feedback. It is an externalized manifestation of your state of being. And so if you're walking around in a limited state of being because of the grip that fear has on you, you're only right now a vibrational match to limitation, to blocks, to obstacles, because that is what your state of being is. And like I said, that was my story for a very long time. It was a combination of not being aware of these subconscious limitations, but also my ego had so much of a grip on me through the fear, the voice of fear. And I want you to be really honest with yourself. And maybe this is a journal prompt that you can try out after we finish this podcast episode, is what choices would I make if fear wasn't prevalent? And more importantly, what are my fears costing me? Say it again. What choices would I make if fear wasn't prevalent? And more importantly, what are my fears costing me? And I'll give you a few examples just to kind of get your juices flowing and see if you resonate with any of them. Number one is the fear of judgment preventing you from sharing your gifts with the world. Is the fear of failure the reason why you aren't launching your dream business? Is the fear of inadequacy the reason you aren't raising your rates? See this with women all the time, being so scared to charge more for their services. And in the process, they only shortchange themselves and leave so much money on the table. Is the fear of flying the reason you aren't allowing yourself to see different parts of this beautiful planet? Is the fear of letting people down the reason why you aren't drawing the necessary boundary, but instead you're letting people walk all over you? Is the fear of heartbreak the reason why you aren't opening yourself to the kind of love you deep down desire? Is the fear of judgment the reason you aren't allowing yourself to be vulnerable and hence experience the meaningful connections you deep down desire? Are you not living your authentic truth because of the fear of not belonging? One of our most primal needs is to belong, to feel part of something. And because of this primal need for belonging, we end up dismissing parts of us or shying away from acknowledging parts of us because of the fear of what our peers might think or the fact that we might not fit in. And as a result, we live A, out of alignment with ourselves, but in that state of inauthenticity, we only operate and therefore receive more lack in our lives. Are you avoiding meals out and as a result, creating new memories with your loved ones because of the fear of potentially gaining weight? I could go on and on, but really ask yourself, what is fear costing me? And more importantly, who would I be and what would I do if fear wasn't in the picture, if fear wasn't in the equation? And don't get me wrong, I could be recording this podcast episode, but I have my own fair share of fears. I don't think we're ever going to reach a point in our lives whereby we don't have fears, because with every level comes new devils. With every level, we're given more growth opportunities to decide who we want to be and whether we want to tap into our power or let fear run the show. But it's recognizing that fear doesn't have to be the reason why you don't move forward, but instead using your fears as vehicles to change, vehicles to growth. And when I look at my own life and reflect on how things are, there are so many moments where I took action despite the various fears that came up, whether that was moving to Dubai in the midst of a pandemic, despite the fear of the unknown, launching a podcast, despite my fear of public speaking, sharing my story on social media or on this podcast daily, despite the fear of judgment. Hiring high-level mentors that came with a pretty hefty price tag despite the self-doubt and expecting the worst-case scenario. There are so many examples whereby fear could have led me in the opposite direction. And I'm so glad I did not entertain those fears, at least not long enough that they changed my entire trajectory of my life. And yeah, of course, there's so much more in my life that I want to manifest. We're expansive beings. I don't think we're ever going to reach a point where we're like, you know what, I'm done. But at the same time, I can also say that I'm so deeply satisfied and content with where my life is right now. I love my life so much right now. But had I let those fears, whether it was the fear of the unknown, fear of judgment, fear of public speaking, and so forth, had I let those fears overrule what I really wanted for myself, my life would look very different right now. And I would be stuck in a cycle of toxic unfulfillment. And I know this ends up being a story for so many people. And at the risk of sounding morbid, when you're on your deathbed, I really pray to God that you don't look back and think, if only I didn't let fear get the best of me. If only I had taken action. If only I did this one thing differently. Because really, when it comes to fear, which, I mean, if you break it down, it's nothing more than false evidence appearing real. Fear is either in control of your life or you are in control of your life. And when you can really understand how to turn down the volume of your ego, but more importantly, change your relationship with fear. Because like I said, fear is never going to go away. But with conscious intent, you can now make fear a backseat driver rather than the one driving the wheel. And as a result, when you finally step into your power, that's when, and you empower yourself to take action in the midst of fear, that is the vibration that's going to help you attract your desires. Because remember, your life is nothing more than an externalized manifestation of your state of being. So a state of being that comes from limits, that comes from powerlessness, that comes from victimization, that comes from helplessness, that comes from worry. Think about it. Is that actually a match to the version of you who's gotten her desire? The version of you who's received her desire, she's probably feeling powerful. She's feeling exuberant. She's feeling infinite. She's feeling unlimited. She's on top of the world. And so really, every time you let fear and self-doubt get the best of you, realize that you're also in the process repelling the very desires that you are craving. And the beauty is every time you lean into fear, every time you turn down the volume of fear, now you're actually getting more and more into vibration alignment with the version of you who has received her manifestation. And as a result, that desire has no choice but to manifest. And like I said, that is exactly what we're going to be covering in the Freedom from Fear workshop. It is a 90-minute workshop. We're going to be talking about the three most common subconscious fears that have been keeping you stuck and how to get past them once and for all so that you can finally see your desires effortlessly unfold, whether it's has to do with your well-being, whether it has to do with your money story, whether it has to do with your career, your relationships, whatever it is your heart desires. You are put here to experience the grandest and most expansive life, to not be the reason why you aren't able to see it fully come into fruition. And so for more details on the workshop, you can head to the show notes. Like I said, if you have any questions at all about how the workshop runs, just send me a DM on Instagram. My handle is at kushboo.kway. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead. Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post, or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.